This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Thank you for joining us for this very special episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future. I hope you guys really loved hearing my 20 questions and all of my beautiful answers. But now,
yes, it was fun to get to know Jen better, right? Right. It was good.
It was. And so now, drum roll, please. Now it is 20 questions for Tiffany Brereton.
Okay.
Tiffany, are you ready?
Kind of scary. This is a little scary. So
have you stretched? Have you stretched? Have you like warmed up? You know, just want to make sure you don't pull a hammy or something answering all these questions.
I mean, the coffee is only like halfway gone. So
Okay.
I should have been a little bit more prepared.
You needed more mental calisthenics or more coffee. I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to jump in. Question number one, Miss Tiffany. What do you wish people knew about you?
Oh, my word. We jumped in real deep, real fast. Okay.
Well, it's going to alternate between really tough questions and really funny questions.
So, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So I wish people knew just me better. I think because of how big my personality is, sometimes people, not all people, because some people match my personality type when we just have a good time together, but sometimes people are a little turned off by it and a wall goes up, and so they don't really get to know me at a deeper level because I am also deep as well. So I really wish people just knew me more and who I am and all the great qualities, and I'm open with my negative qualities. So I don't know. I think at this age, I really am just enjoying being me. So I wish people just were able to experience me for who I am and not put up a wall just because I might be a little too much for them at times.
Got you. Yes. Yes, yes. And I can attest, they need to know the real you in your heart. So
yeah. Well, thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. Okay. Okay, number two. Are you an indoor girl or an outdoor girl?
That depends. Mostly an indoor girl, unless I'm by a body of water. More specifically, I would like that body of water to be the ocean. Ooh. But I will take a pool. I will take a lake.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the sunshine, as we've talked about a million times. So I really enjoy it, but I really like to be close to the water. Water is just peaceful to me, and I just find rest next to the water. So in the summer, I like to be outdoors by the water, not just sitting there to be hot. Like, you know, like, let's not have a way to cool off. That's not that great. So if there's a place to cool off close by, I'm all about that.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. You have that little pool by your house, too.
Yes.
Yes, I love that
pool. But it is not open yet.
Oh, well, darn. I was getting ready to, like, drive over. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, number three. How did you come to know Jesus?
Oh, so I went to Catholic school for 12 years, was born and raised Catholic, and really talked to God a lot. I would say that I had a relationship with the Lord growing up. But as I went through my teen years and some tough traumas, I really just stopped even really believing he existed. And then I started this MLM, and the leadership was very Christian. So they would hear, like, we would hear, like,
What's MLM?
Multi-level marketing business. Like,
okay.
You know, selling Mary Kay or something
right,
like that.
Right, right. Direct sales. Got you.
Right. So their leadership was Christian, and they would say things like, I feel like the Lord is saying this, and I was like, what is happening? So those were like seeds beginning to plant, and a mentor of mine invited me to church and really just start sensing for the first time the Holy Spirit. I had never experienced feeling the Holy Spirit at a church service before. That was the first time. So as I did the altar call a few weeks later, really felt convicted in my heart that I was supposed to go forward. And I didn't even at that time pray a prayer or anything, but I would 100% say that's when I accepted Jesus, because I was obedient to his call and really experienced him in a new way from there. Praise the
That's
Lord.
cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Number four, what is your favorite color and why?
Well, my favorite color is turquoise. Love turquoise. One of my daughter's name is Jasmine. Jasmine's outfit is like this pretty turquoise. So that's the turquoise I'm really talking about. Princess Jasmine, Disney character, folks. This is how shallow I am sometimes.
Shallow, so
I'm just kidding. But that specific color, I really like turquoise a lot. I wear turquoise in my hair sometimes, but purple's my probably best color in my hair that looks the best on me as far as vivid color. So I tend to hang there more. So I would say purple's a close second, but I just love that turquoise. I'm just drawn to it.
That's some good stuff. Okay, if you could be an animal, what would it be and why?
Jen's gonna kill me. I don't really like animals. I really like people though. But if I had to be an animal, I would pick. I said Jen's gonna kill me, by the way, because she is an animal lover.
I love
She,
animals. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
she yeah, loves her puppy dogs. It's just not my thing. But I think koala bears are super duper cute.
Oh.
So far, I would want to be one, but that's probably my favorite. I would have to be an animal in the ocean. What am I talking about? I love the ocean too much. I guess a dolphin. I'll be a dolphin.
A dolphin, that's a really great choice. I could
It
see
looks,
a dolphin.
dolphins are like free and fun, and they love people like I do. I feel like that would be the best animal for me.
That's a great answer. That is a great answer. Okay, who is a celebrity that you most identify with and why?
Oh, I don't know
Of
if.
any arena, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't. So I would say, okay, can I answer this in two parts? I would say Christina Kane feels very similar to me. She is a Christian speaker. She's like a little fireball. And I often feel just like, what is the word? Kindred spirit? Is that the word I'm looking for? To her. I also adore, and if I was going to meet one celebrity in my life, would be Oprah Winfrey. I love her so dearly. I listen to her when I need motivation and inspiration in my life. I just think she's an amazing human. I don't agree with everything, as far as she talks about, like, she's definitely a believer in the Lord, but sometimes she says things like universe, and I understand that's her trying to be more relevant to everyone. But I just adore her as a human. She's very deep, yet she's very outgoing and fun. So my heart's desire would just say that I identify most with Oprah, but I don't know.
No, that's good. That's good. It's your
I love
thing.
her. Yeah. But probably Christina Kane.
Got you. That's cool. Okay. So what is one thing you wished you could do over and why?
Oh gosh, Jen. Holy
I told you
cannoli.
it's going to go deep and then we're going to get which is silly. And then we're going to get deep and we're going to get silly. It throws you off your game, makes you more spontaneous.
Yes, she's really came at me today, y'all. Okay, so I'm gonna answer this as a mom because I think things in mom guilt is real, and guilt has been a big thing in my life as far as like making decisions based on guilt, which I'm healing from, folks. It's not always gonna be that way, but as a mom, I feel like every day there's something I would redo. I wouldn't yell as much at the kiddos. I wouldn't be so harsh, and I would have more grace with them in circumstances. I would be more present in each moment with them because I'm obsessed with my children. So I would say every day there's just little things. There's no big event I would redo because I feel like a lot of those things have just molded me and shaped me into who I am today and the compassion and love I have for people. But as a mom, I just really would love to do the best I could every day for them. And unfortunately, I probably do the best I could do, but it's not always the best I want to do.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Number eight, what's been your favorite age so far?
I would say the one I'm in.
Okay.
I just think
It's
actually I'm
perfect.
almost 42, and I think when the 40s hit, I really just start coming into myself, and so every year in my 40s has been awesome.
Yeah.
There's been crazy challenges in these last couple of years, like everyone has, and hardships. So circumstances wise, it's not always the best, but man, I'm really enjoying myself, enjoying characteristics that the Lord gave me and gifted me at this age more that I always suppressed and said weren't good enough prior to 40. So I'm just really like uncovering and discovering and loving God's creation more versus like, God, you must have messed up with me. That's what I used to think.
I used to say that to
You know,
myself too.
what are you doing, Lord? Doesn't look like everyone else. So really, I'm really enjoying this age, and I feel like I'm more patient now and more graceful and more compassionate. And you know, these come from life experiences and the Lord's healing. So
Yeah, that's good.
the
That's
one I'm in.
good. Okay, so what's your favorite food?
Okay. Usually loaded nachos would always be the first answer there because I love some loaded nachos, but I kind of burnt myself out on them a little bit. I feel like I'm coming back around. So I'm really into right now really good pizza, and I haven't had a really good piece of pizza in a long time. Keep trying these phony bologna ones that are just like I bite into it and there's no cheese stretch. There's no like fresh, real mozzarella or provolone. It's just like this cheese that was melted and has no pool. I don't know. So, but really love a good saucy, garlicky crust, cheese stretch, good quality mozzarella, provolone cheese. There you go.
Boy, it makes me hungry. I know what I'm doing for lunch. Oh my goodness. Okay. What is one piece of jewelry you cannot do without, and it cannot be your wedding ring?
Well, then I don't have one. Yes, I really am so like costumey jewelry that I don't wear a lot of jewelry unless it's costume. So really the only thing I consistently wear is my wedding ring. So sorry, folks. That wasn't a good answer, but it's the
It can't be your wedding ring. So we can say it's costume jewelry. Can't do without that.
Yes, love
Okay.
it.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm the interviewer. I can accept or deny, but no. Anyway.
Make up an answer, Tiffany.
That's right. Okay. What has been one of your biggest aha moments with God?
Oh my goodness. There is too many to list, but I will tell you that the further I go on this journey with him, I really am uncovering his goodness through a more pure lens, because an unhealed Tiffany didn't always trust or didn't always see the Lord's goodness. But as he heals me, and as I see the lens through a more, or have a lens through a more purer state, I really am seeing how good and how I really can trust him. And it doesn't make sense. So it really is an aha, because it's so new. I always was like, when we would sing these good, good father songs, I was singing them, but it wasn't pure and didn't always believe, because I didn't always think that the Lord was good and what he was doing was good, but I didn't understand that he wasn't doing those things. And he is good to give us this free will, and not to come to him as robots, but to receive and be able to give him love in a pure way. And he's just the one true thing that's always been there consistently, 100%.
That's good.
So it's still uncovering and it's still coming, but it's definitely a more peaceful place.
That's awesome. Well, and then the segue into that is, what is God speaking to you right now? Do you feel like God is like really addressing a specific thing with Tiffany?
I think there's just little nuggets along the way. There's definitely like things coming up, like he's told me, you know, to write the second book. But I think it really is just like this morning, I felt like there's some circumstances that are a little crazy, but they're really out of my control. And I really felt like he was speaking about his grace is sufficient. And I really am staying at peace with that, you know, like his grace is sufficient, and I'm staying more present in my body and with my people, and not jumping so far ahead, because the future's out there, and the future I'm sure will be great with the Lord, but let's not miss where we're at. So I think that's where he's trying to keep me grounded, is more in the present and more with my sweet family and just along for this journey, instead of like not enjoying the journey at all, jumping too far ahead.
Very good. Very good. All right. Question 13. What's been the most challenging thing to learn in your life in the way of a skill or an education?
Oh my gosh. That one popped right in my head. Okay, y'all. I am the worst. Are we going to call it housewife? I guess that's the word that came to mind. But just because we're women doesn't mean that we have to be the cleaner of the home.
Right.
But I am terrible at it, folks. I cannot get it together. I don't know. I'm really hoping. This is my prayer that I can make a lot of money and just hire this service out eventually, because I am just not good at it. I mean, you should see the way my brain thinks when I begin to even clean. I am like cleaning one thing, and then before I finish that, I moved on to something else, and then I'll stop and I have to decorate because I got to do something pretty or my brain just won't continue working. And then I'm like, this is boring, so I just stop. It's like terrible. I mean, it's just not a good thing the Lord gave me, this organization and clean thing. So I continue to try to fit in this mold, that isn't even meant for me, but we gotta clean up every once in a while. So it is what it is. I'm gonna keep trying, friends.
That almost sounds like ADD. Do you like do that with other things? I mean, aside from
I'm
cleaning, do you like,
sure. Yeah, I am sure. It is what it is at this point, but I am sure it's a mess. It's a mess. So if you ever
literally.
need to come to my house, literally, if you ever need to come to my house, you're gonna need to give me lots of notice. Not like, oh, we need a 15-minute cleanup fast notice. That would not do anything. I need notice, friends. So it is what it is, and we all have some flaws. So y'all have some flaws. You're just not talking about them, probably.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm here talking about it, and can't wait. Cannot wait till that can be lifted from me and I can hire it out to someone who was designed to do a much better job than I can do. Because I do think that it would be more peaceful to have a clean home. I just can't figure out how to do it.
Right.
So
Right. When
here
you,
we are.
especially with you with little kid, I mean, you have kiddos, so
Yeah,
you have
but I can't
three
use
little
that
people.
excuse, Jen. I can't. I'm
Oh,
not
I
going
know.
to.
I
No, I'm
know.
just a mess because this has always been a thing. It's always been a thing. My dad was very strict, so I think some of this comes from rebellion from my father still. Very strict, like white glove testing of the room strict. And so I, yeah, did not flourish in that. I think I went the opposite way, and a couple of his other kiddos, all of us went the opposite way of what he was trying to do. Appreciate what he was trying to do, just didn't work for me. So we'll figure it out. The Lord has healed me from a lot, and I'm not saying it can't happen. We have a little ounce of hope left that the Lord can heal me from this. Thank you, Jesus. Let it
Well,
be.
I don't think it's a flaw, so I don't think you need healing. I don't. I think it's just that's just how your brain works, and amen, amen.
Yeah.
God made you that way on purpose. So
Yes.
it's just a matter of finding his purposes in it, right? So there you go.
Amen. Some things work for me. If I can throw things in giant baskets, that helps.
Yep.
I have like a, it can be a mess, but I know where everything is type of thing.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
yeah. Anyway, that's, I'm
Anyway.
just working on it, folks. Working on it here still. 42.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
Well, my dear friend, we have very similar stories there. One of my first memories is coloring a picture and having my name in lights. I wanted to be an actress. I obviously have a big personality and have always enjoyed attention. So that was definitely a thing that I saw that would be a natural gifting for me. And get the amount of attention I needed. So I really wanted to be an actress. I still would be an actress. I'm a little past my prime for that, but I would still do it. I would still enjoy it and love to do it because it's fun just to step into another role, another person, and become that. And discover that too. So anyhow, I think it's fun. I would not do musicals or anything else because the Lord has not gifted me with the ability to sing well, but I would do more TV movie type thing. That's what kind of actress I would be.
That's very cool. Yes, I identify with that completely. What's your favorite entertainment? Movies, books, gaming? What entertains you?
Currently my phone typically. Again,
You and
folks, I'm real here.
the rest of the world apparently know.
Right. Yeah, they ain't gonna say that though. They're not gonna say that. They're gonna be fake about it. Social media entertains me. Candy Crush sometimes entertains me. I'm into Candy Crush right now. But if I'm going to sit down and intentionally do something, I love listening to podcasts when I'm driving or YouTube videos. I really do enjoy that. Just listening to that. But I love inspirational movies. I love sitting down and feeling like I came out a better human on the other side of the movie because I'm inspired to grow and to change. And my are you going to ask favorite movie, or can I go here with it?
You can go there because I don't have that on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my very favorite movie is Harriet, and it came out a few years ago. There's many documentaries about her. But I just fell in love with this person. One of the people I can't wait to talk to in heaven is Harriet. And inspired by her, and I've watched that movie so many times. And my thing about, even if I just have it on as background noise, I just feel like if I can wake up an ounce more inspired because how amazing Harriet Tubman is, then I'm going to be a better human. Like, she was so courageous, so strong through all the oppression, and leaned on the Lord so beautifully and wonderfully, which I did not know about her, but really leaned into her relationship with the Lord and was obedient and incredible. So
very cool.
So the answer should have been just movies, but thank you for going down that rabbit hole with me, folks.
Of course. This is all about you today. So of course. All right. So who is your favorite fictional character? Fictional.
Like a book or something?
Or yeah, any character. It could be, I mean, honestly, I feel like I could sit here and shoot off a bunch for you.
But I know. I'm not a book girl though, so I'm trying to think.
Fiction. It doesn't have to be a book. It just has to be someone not real.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with the Disney princess here. So hold on.
That's what I've been thinking.
But I got to combine two of the Disney princesses. Okay. So Moana is my favorite Disney princess because the sea calls her. The ocean calls her. She is one with the ocean. But she's not girly girl enough for me. So to make Moana my favorite, she doesn't wear the pretty Disney dresses. And you all know I love a big old dress. So Cinderella was my first favorite princess. So if I could take Cinderella and combine her with Moana, we would have my favorite fictional character.
There you go. And you know what I'm reminded of? I'm reminded of your birthday a few years ago where you dressed up as a princess and we all surprised you. It was such a cool birthday.
Yes. Oh, and we have to do a shout out because it was our sponsor, Jenny Becknell's 50th birthday yesterday. 50th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
5-0. Holy moly. So exciting. So it won't be yesterday when you hear this podcast, but shout out, Jenny. We love you very much. Thank you for always supporting, encouraging, and cheering us. And happy birthday. We love you.
Yes. Love you, Jenny. Thank you for everything you do. Happy belated birthday.
Yes.
All right. Number 17. Favorite Bible teacher.
Bible teacher. Like pastor.
It could be a pastor. It could just be a speaker that speaks on all the good Jesus stuff.
Yeah, I love Michael Todd. He is a pastor out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I really enjoy listening to him. Most of the time, the Lord will have me listen to him. He's very relatable. He's like 35. And he's very humble and open like I am. And he's like a real hot mess. And I relate to that deeply. So love T.D. Jakes. He's incredible and amazing.
Yeah.
He reminds, he's like a Maya Angelou and boy form. Like he just has a way with words and a way of like poetically saying the words. Like it's a poem. So Michael Todd currently, but I am feeling a little bit more distance from Michael Todd. I love listening to our girl Rachel, and I can't remember Rachel's last name from Wicked or Wise. I
Aline.
love listening. Oh, good job. So I love listening to her podcast when I love listening to them all, but when she teaches about women in the Bible, the way she teaches is really helpful to me. So she's also one of my favorite teachers because she really does do her research and dive into these women and then shares it in story form and helps it make sense to me. So
Very
I think
cool.
those are my three favorite.
Woo, and they're good. Those are good choices.
Yeah,
All
thank
right. Number 18. What do you wish you had more of?
you. Everyone's going to say money, so I'm going to go ahead and say that and get that out of the way. I wish I had more grace for people. Yeah. I wish I had more grace for people. I have some, and I've grown in that area, but I wish I had more of the Lord's grace because He's good and He's gave us grace even when we were hot messes. But sometimes, when my bruise or wounds kicked, I don't have as much grace as I would like to for people. So.
That's good. Man, I feel you on that. So, what's the furthest away from home that you have been?
Oh my goodness, I'm so directionally challenged. But I would say that just recently in April, I went through the Panama Canal. So I think that's the furthest I've ever been. And I was in Costa Rica. So that's pretty far away, right?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, but I did go to London, England my senior year. So is that further?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good question because one is south and one is east, right? So, right,
I don't know directions.
is Britain east? Europe is east? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so my senior year in high school, or no, junior year in high school, I got to go to London, England, and cheer in the New Year's Day parade, which was really cool. They do not have cheerleaders in London, England, so we were treated like celebrities.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, it was a very
That's
cool
neat.
experience.
Oh my
Yes.
goodness. That would have been so awesome.
Yes, it was a very rare, cool experience to get an experience as a teenager.
I could see you just flipping your hair. Hi,
I
Disney.
mean, I didn't even know how cool that was. You know, like it would be cooler to experience that moment now because I just didn't even know how cool that was then. That was really cool.
Ooh, that's neat. That's so neat. Okay, final question.
Oh, goodness.
Number 20. How many countries have you visited in your life, and which was your favorite?
Oh, my word. I don't know, Jen. We cruise all the time, and I don't even know how many countries. So they're probably like all places that are, a lot of them are probably like somewhere in the United States is over them type of thing, like a territory of the United States. So let's just talk about countries that I've been to and we'll process through this together. So
Okay.
London, England, St. Thomas, St. Martin, the Bahamas several times, Grand Cayman Islands, just went there, Costa Rica, been to Mexico several times as well. I've not been to Canada, which I think that's weird because it's a really short drive, apparently. I think that's it. Because I think all the other places were like little places in Mexico and little places in the Bahama Islands, stuff like that. So seven, Jen says seven. So I don't, again, those could be like US territories, like,
right.
But they were, so took a boat to get there. Can't just drive there. You so could drive to Mexico.
Which one was your favorite?
Which one's, oh man, this last trip was really, really something. My favorite place that I've been to is Disney's private island, Castaway Key, just because it's so beautifully taken care of and such a place of rest and peace. And you don't have to spend a dime when you go there. You just get to enjoy the moment you're in. And so I love that. I love it. It's safe. It's just beautiful. But man, the Grand Cayman Islands, I do know that's a British territory. It was, the streets and everything was so beautiful and taken care of. I have not seen that when we get off at ports. Like St. Thomas was gorgeous, but to go get there through like the beach and stuff, it was just different. You know, it wasn't well taken care of. Grand Cayman Islands was really gorgeous. So I can't answer that. There's too many. I love the Grand Cayman Islands. Always Castaway Key, Bahamas, which you can't vacation there, or I would. You can only get there on a Disney cruise ship and spend the day there. And Costa Rica was incredible, but I could not live there because I couldn't deal with the rain almost every day. It's a rainforest. So it was beautiful, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is the end of our questions. The 20 questions for Tiffany Brereton.
We did it. And it wasn't that scary of her.
It wasn't. And I've learned so much about you.
Do you feel like you have?
I do. Okay. I do. Thinking about like who's the celebrity you most identify with, you know, what she could do over and why. I mean, that just reveals your heart. I feel like you showed your heart a lot more.
Aww.
Yeah. Some good stuff.
Can we give a shout out to Oprah? Maybe we can have Oprah Winfrey on our show someday. Wouldn't that be?
Yeah.
I dream big, folks. So, I mean, that would just be incredible. I adore her. Adore her.
That would be after Brene Brown. Remember, because last time I said her. So,
yeah.
Unless we could have them together, you know?
Right.
Team up.
I would just love to meet Oprah. That's a bucket list for sure.
Yeah, she's cool.
What celebrity have you met, Jen, that you love?
Let's see. What celebrity have I met and I've loved? My goodness, I've met a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, so the loved part is the thing. Like there's some people I've met and they've been like not as warm and inviting as I would have liked.
Gotcha.
So there's an actor that is in Outlander and his name escapes me. He played Colm. And if, for those of you who know Outlander, you know who this gentleman is. McTavish, I think is his last name. Nevertheless, met him at a comic expo one time and he was not super, I mean, he was okay. He was friendly enough, but he was like really like not warm. And then when he put his arm around me to have the picture made, his pits were sweating.
Oh,
and really wet. And it was like, ew. So
the worst.
Yeah. But he was a nice guy. I don't mean to talk bad about him, but yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll edit this out.
Different experience.
I've been
we'll have you on the show, dude. It'd be great.
Yeah. I cannot think of his name to save my life. My goodness. So,
ever met like an A-lister before?
Well, I was in. Well, I didn't get to meet him, but I was in the same room as George Clooney when I was in the movie Ides of March and as a featured extra, and that was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Watching him do his thing. He's such an impressive guy. He really is. I didn't, like I said, I didn't get to meet him, but I was in the room with him watching him, just starstruck. And he was just such a cool dude. I mean, shout out to George Clooney. He just really was a nice guy. Watching him interact with his crew and how they were so, like, I don't know, receptive. And it was just like, it felt like an easy day with friends. And yet they were making a movie, and he would set up a scene, and they would reshoot, and he'd be talking to the camera and the sound guys, and all the stuff. And he just was kind. I don't know. And he
He
made a
seems
really great
very
movie.
talented and serious about his craft.
Yes. And the scene I was at and was I was going to be the assistant to, who was it? Assistant to the stage manager. It was the opening scene of the movie where he's doing a debate, and they filmed that up at Miami University. And so I went up there, and even though I didn't make the film, like I hit the cutting room floor, and I didn't get included in the credits. Gosh darn it. It's on my IMDb page. Thank goodness there's a as an uncredited credit, I guess, if you want to call it that.
There you go.
But I made some good cash that day. So I
That's
was
good.
happy. Yeah, I was happy. I was like, ooh, this is nice for a day of hanging out and watching George Clooney.
Yeah. Well, that's not really work, is it? That's just fun.
No. And it was so funny. My agent's like, can you go up here and do this? And I was like, can I go up there and do that? I'm calling into work. Are you kidding?
Right, like, can I? You crazy. Well, I have not met a lot of celebrities like yourself, but I met the A-lister, one of the biggest A-listers, Beyonce.
Ooh,
Beyonce. Oh, yeah.
Queen
So
B.
I did. So when I was like probably 20, 21, Q102, I won a radio contest to go to New York City for the night. They flew me there. And to go to her opening debut album party at Plant, was it Hard Rock Cafe or Planet Hollywood? I don't know. One of those places. And got to go to the party and meet Beyonce for a second, which was really cool.
That is cool. That is cool. I mean, I
Didn't
would
really get to
have.
know her, you know, it was just
Oh,
a
you didn't
picture
bond?
type of thing.
You mean she didn't
I
invite you over
mean,
for lunch or anything? What?
it's weird. Yeah, the kids haven't met Jay-Z. Like, this is weird. Like, I feel like we should be besties or something.
I know celebrities probably meet so many people. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's but for you, it's like this moment of like, oh my gosh. You know,
Right.
for them, it's like, who are you again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, right. But it's such a cool thing. And when I'm sure she was gracious and just beautiful. And I mean, everybody just goes on and on about Beyonce. But in some ways, it would have to be hard to meet so many people all the time. You know what
Right.
I mean? And try to connect with everybody like in that moment. It's yeah, I mean. I've met like some like I've met a lot of authors, and like Colleen Hoover was one of my big ones. And she don't remember me. Like I was like a blip.
Right.
But for me, I've got the picture, and I'm like, woohoo. So it means like, and what even makes it better, and I'm sure you got to experience this too, though, that what I think makes a really classy celebrity is when, even though they're not going to remember you probably, or you don't really make a connection, that they make the effort to make that moment for you a good moment. Do you know what I mean? Like they're gracious and they're kind. Like I can't imagine that Beyonce would be anything but that. You know what I mean? So that's cool. I would have been starstruck. I'd have been like, can I talk? Does my tongue work?
Right. I think when you're in your when you're 20 something and the world revolves around you, it wasn't as, again, as cool in that moment. And I think that was probably it was probably like her first album, because I'm 42, so that was like 20 plus years ago.
Yeah.
So it's probably her first album away from Destiny Child.
Oh, wow. Wow. So she was just starting to break
Yeah.
out a
And I
little bit.
remember she was like really tiny in person. Like she was not,
Really?
yeah, she was very like petite in stature. She does not look that way on TV. And maybe she looks different now, but she was really tiny. Like she felt like a size 5. So to me, that's really tiny. I would not have said guessed that, but you know, I'm sure she has developed some more curves and maybe bigger than that
Oh my
now.
goodness.
But
Yeah.
she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. She just is a beautiful woman. And now she
Yeah.
has three beautiful children and like Blue Ivy is, gosh, how old is she now? Like 8, 9 years old, something like that. Now her
Oh.
twins.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't
Oh,
even know she had three children, so.
she has a daughter, Blue Ivy, and then she has twins. And I don't remember if it's boys, girls, a boy and a girl. I don't
Okay.
remember. But yeah.
Yay.
She's a neat lady
Yeah.
as a creative. Now, yeah. So I
Yeah.
love that she made you. You know what I mean? As a creative, she's a neat lady. I don't know
Yeah.
personally. You know, she might be a
Yeah.
trick behind the scenes, but I seriously doubt it. But you never
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway.
All right. Thanks for listening to us rant today, folks. This was fun. And hopefully the reasons why we did these podcasts, these two episodes were just so you could get to know us as individuals better and really hopefully know our heart behind things as we're talking about things that sometimes might not land right to you. Maybe we say it the wrong way, whatever else. Know our heart behind things and know us a little bit better. And I think it was fun. I got to know my friend better.
Yeah, me too. Got to know you better. And you know, you need to give a shout out about your book.
Oh,
Yeah, I mean, if you
that's
really want to
thank
know,
you.
yeah, if you want to know Tiffany better, she
Yeah.
has this wonderful book about her life called From Stilettos to Grace. And it's an awesome book. You should totally check it out. It is for sale on Amazon. Got a lot of really
Yes.
great reviews out there.
Yeah.
You should totally check it out.
Thank you. Yeah, I was gonna do that. So thank you, friend. From
Oh, you're welcome. Did I
Stilettos to
steal your
Grace,
thunder?
and
Steal your
Jen
thunder?
was my no, that was good. I totally forgot. So I would not have happened. So, but Jen is actually one of the gals who endorsed my book as well. And so it is, if you want to know all the deepest, darkest secrets, maybe not all of them, but there's a lot in there. Lots of trauma, lots of healing, lots of mercy, lots of grace, lots of goodness. So,
Yes, indeed. Yes,
yes.
indeed. All right, folks, we're going to wrap it up there. We just thank you for being a listener, being our friends over the airwaves. And if you have any questions, comments, whatever, the email address is in the description. We'd love to hear from you. So thanks so much, friends. We'll see you next time.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.